This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on your radio, 94 WIP, and the free Odyssey app, and streaming live on YouTube if you want to watch us, see our beautiful faces as we talk to you. We are, I think, we're not enjoying the Cowboys soap opera and struggle as much as we're enjoying the Eagles being great, but I have to say it is kind of fun to watch them tumble and unravel as they are doing.
Like, who's the bigger dumpster fire, them or the Giants?
Oh, the Giants are worse.
Yeah. From a talent standpoint, yeah, it's not even close.
It's crazy. Yeah. The Cowboys were, what, 2 years
ago? Yeah, they just won 12 games.
Yeah, and now.
Last year or 2 years? No, two years ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah. They won the division?
They won a division, yeah.
Yeah. So Micah Parsons is due for an extension. He mm-hmm. doesn't have one yet. And Jerry Jones filled us in on how the negotiation is going.
Are you kidding me? That's just not something that you should worry about. You should be worrying about your ability to make it work, and you should be worried about what the player does. Does he have good enough health? Does he have enough skill to do what you're paying him the money for? The agent is not a factor here, or something to worry about. And I don't know his name. And so my point is that I'm not trying to demean you in any way, but this isn't about an agent. The agent doesn't have one thing to do with what we're doing when we get on a football field against a team. Micah does. To the degree I'm involved, I do. The people that have something to do with what we do going forward relative to our fans and football are me and the player, not the agent.
I got to be honest with you. Saying you don't even know Micah Parsons' agent's name.
Yeah, that was the shot.
It's not only insulting to Micah Parsons' agent, I believe it's insulting to Micah Parsons. Mm-hmm. Micah Parsons is giving this guy, what, how many percent of his...
At least 3%.
Of his income yeah, to negotiate 3. The deal.
Yeah.
Know my agent's name.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
no, I know exactly what you mean. This is Jerry being Jerry, man.
Like, he said... The agent doesn't have anything to do with what happens on the field. The players do. I do. Jerry Jones said, I do.
He meant that by the players that he signs.
I guess,
yes.
Yeah. Can you imagine Jeffrey Lurie saying, you know, we were going to sign Josh Sweat. I don't even know the agent's name.
Yeah, I'm not talking to the agent.
The agent? What are you talking
about? Talking to Josh.
I just talked to the player. And that's why players hire agents, so
right,
they don't have to negotiate with the general manager or whatever. That's what the agent's there for.
Yeah.
I can't believe the Cowboys, man.
Let me throw this out here. All right? I know not many people would agree with me, especially initially.
Mm-hmm.
But could Jerry Jones really be smarter than all of us and everyone else? Here's why I say this. Jerry Jones knows that the longer he waits to pay Micah Parsons, it's going to cost him more.
Right.
So there's more to that cut where he talks about signing a guy early and understanding all that, and people believe you're getting him cheaper, and then he throws in there, well, what if you're signing the wrong guy? Well, we're talking about Micah Parsons, Jerry, so you already know this is the right guy. So, yeah, in theory.
Pretty good. Yeah.
In theory, yeah, you don't sign everybody early. You wait till they prove it. But Here's what I think Jerry Jones is doing. Jerry Jones realizes he's not going to actually win anything of significance, or he's certainly not in a position to feel that I have a Super Bowl winning football team.
The team, you mean? Right.
Yes.
Okay.
But he also knows Jerry Jones has won just about every offseason because his team gets talked about so much. And I'm just wondering, and I'm not smart enough to notice, I don't have his finances in front of me. I'm just wondering how much of this is beneficial to him from a publicity standpoint, being talked about.
Keeping them top of mind if they're not going to be good.
Yes, because here's the thing. He's done this every year. He did it with Zeke. He did it with Dez Bryant. He did it with CeeDee Lamb. He did it with Dak Prescott. Like, he knows if he wants to sign a guy early, the benefits of doing it. Like, he's done this enough to not know this. So he continues to wait to pay these guys. And he's going to pay Michael Parsons, just like he paid CeeDee Lamb, just like he paid Dak Prescott, right? He's going to pay these guys. But why is he doing this? Like, why does he prefer to do it this way?
See, when in doubt, it's usually the simplest answer. And to me, I like the game theory. He's really just trying to stay on top of it. It's a good theory.
I'm just thinking about it. I don't know.
I just think it's his ego. It's like, when you get to a certain point, mm-hmm. and this happens, it actually happens with players. You know, LeBron is a guy that surrounds himself with people who don't tell him, no, don't do that, right?
Yeah.
So Jerry Jones is at the point in his career where there's nobody above him.
Nope.
He's the owner and the general manager, so no one that can tell him wrong. And I just think he's at the point where he just always assumes he knows and nobody else does.
Right.
And he's going to do whatever the hell he wants to do, and that's it. And you know where you're probably right in that, in terms of paying, he doesn't care if he has to pay more. He's, what, 80 years? Like, he has more. He could live.
Well, he has the most expensive franchise in sports.
Yeah, he has more money than he knows what to do with.
Right.
So whether he gives Micah Parsons a $200 million extension or a $218 million extension, doesn't matter to Jerry
Jones.
Doesn't
matter to him.
Really. Yes. And maybe he does enjoy just getting in front of the scrum.
I mean, he literally made Dak the highest paid quarterback in football history.
Right.
$60 million a year.
Right. For guys who won, what, two playoff games?
Yes,
whatever
exactly.
It is? Yeah.
So I just wonder with Jerry Jones, man. He just, like, get in front of these cameras and just, he's like, man, I'm going to say what I want to say.
I think we should talk to Cowboy fans about this. Cowboy Jim, we have a couple of them here. Cowboy Jim, you're on WIP. Would you like to explain Jerry Jones?
Any press, good press, bad press, it helps Jerry. He's smarter than all of you. He's been around a long time. He's a landman. He's dealing with oil and gas. He's dealing with the worst of the worst. Well, Eagle fans are the worst of the worst. But his value goes up like $500 million a year. He's smarter than all of you.
For some degree, I kind of believe that. He has to be smarter than everyone. When he said, what did he say, 1 + 1 = 3?
I have to believe 1 + 1 = 3.
Let me quote the great Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
The straighter it goes from the source to the one receiving it, 9 times out of 10, it's more efficient. He's cutting out the middleman. Just like you, Spike, would like to cut out the middleman when it comes to buying a house. Or Guida door and windows, or whatever. You
want I don't want to cut them out. I like Guida.
I know, but you'd rather do it online and have a guy. You don't want someone coming out. But I'm just trying
to go Guida.com.
Well, it's like Blue Chews, right? You cut out the middleman. You don't have to talk to your doctor.
Yeah, you go right to Blue Chew. Well, but here's the question, Cowboy Jim. I know that Jerry Jones has more money and he's making lots
Cowboys
of money.
Cowboys are worth $10 billion.
They're worth, and if you were to sell them, they'd probably even go for more than $10 billion.
Right.
But at a certain point, when you have all the money, don't you have some pride in the product that you're putting out there? Like, I could imagine he has all the money. Doesn't he want the team to be good again?
He was 12. They were 12-5 for 3 straight years. They had one bad year last. They're not.
They haven't won a Super Bowl since I was 16.
A lot of teams haven't won in the last 30 years.
This is so sad. What about an NFC Championship game?
Yeah.
It's not easy winning a championship. You should know it's not easy doing that. You didn't do anything for 15
years. I don't know. We've done it twice in 7 years.
Yeah, okay. All right, you're on a little bit of a streak. You've had a lot of luck going on.
Yeah.
And as for the – let's get back to this tush-push again. Listen, coaches are caught in the middle. All right? They don't want to – admit that they can't stop it. The players don't want to admit that they can't stop it. Okay, so I think the players are going to the coaches saying, look, you got to do something about this, because we don't want to come out and say we can't stop it. Someone brave, like I need these brave coaches coming out here saying, we can't. Let's just stop it. This is done. We don't want it anymore. So I think that's what's going on. I think they're all just saying, hey, we don't want this anymore. It's not about the Eagles being really good at it. It's just that these other players on other teams don't want to practice it. They don't want to get hurt.
It has nothing to do with being hurt. They've practiced it. They've tried it, Cowboy Jim. They can't do it. Marlon from Southwest Philly. Marlon, also a Cowboys fan. Explain, Marlon.
Well, yeah. Well, first of all, when your boss is like me and Jerry Jones, we dictate what goes on.
All right.
You know, but anyway, as far as y'all,
you guys are playing chess. We're playing checkers.
Yeah. There you go. You got that right. But anyway, as far as your tush push, anyway, we only doing it, me personally and Jerry Jones, I speak for him too. Okay. You know, we need to get rid of that play. Because you know why? We need to put the pressure back on the goofy Eagles so that they can figure out how they're going to pay their coach anyway.
You guys.
You know what I mean?
You guys, you're just pathetic.
You're pathetic.
Yeah, you're just closing your eyes, swinging.
You got nothing. Yeah, you got nothing. You got nothing, Marlon.
The lights are off on the room. You don't know where we are. You're just swinging.
Hold on. But remember a while back when Eric Allen used to smack the Eagles like for lunch? And
Eric
they
Allen,
want the band to play?
The former Eagle?
I think Eric Williams, the offensive lineman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Larry Allen, maybe.
Or Eric Williams.
Yeah.
No, Eric Williams, I said. Excuse me, sir.
Oh, you said Eric Allen.
You said Eric Allen.
Y'all the ones that study sports because that's what you get paid to do.
But you're a Cowboys fan.
Exactly.
You don't even know the players.
Do you remember every Eagle name?
Most of them, yeah.
Okay.
One of our callers would say Adoree Jackson.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Oh my God, will you get off that guy?
On baseball right now.
Ooh,
Marlon. Yeah. What about ringthebellbook.com?
What?
Okay, sorry.
Do I get paid for that?
No free books.
All right, I talk straight to the point.
Yep.
Yeah, I do. But Spike, anyway. Well, I had a beef with you. I got a beef with all you. If WIP, all they are is hypocrites. Tell me this, though. Just answer this.
Okay.
If the Eagles knew they needed to save money because, you know, it's tough right now, why didn't they just extend Jalen Hurts instead of just giving Barkley the 42 free me? Because they don't believe in him. Am I correct?
Well, it's not time to extend him. If they're going to extend him, they're going to extend him next offseason.
It wasn't time to extend Barkley.
Well, I thought that was curious.
Oh, you sound like Joe earlier when I was talking to him. But anyway, if my point was, you didn't want to extend Jalen, which would have been the better thing to do, so that you could do the little things you needed to do, because you don't believe in him. Am I correct?
What?
No, I don't think they didn't extend
Jalen?
Yeah, he's saying they should have extended Jalen instead of Saquon. They shouldn't have extended either of them, to be quite honest with you.
I get that, but because you did that, Ike.
What?
Since Ike want to act like he don't know.
You said extend Jalen. That's coming next year.
Yeah, you're talking in circles.
That's coming next year. But, Ike, in your mind right now, do you really believe the Eagles believe in Jalen?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. See, hypocrite.
How am I a hypocrite? Well, hold on. Let me ask you this. When you say believe in Jalen, what makes you think the Eagles don't believe in Jalen?
Well, number one, if you look at the way they set up his contract, and if they didn't get Barkley this year, I think Jalen would be on the trade block.
But we'll never know.
Oh, see, now we'll never know.
Well, you're guessing. Okay. I'm going by what actually has happened. Okay, they gave him a $250 million extension with $100 of it guaranteed, I believe. That's what I know. They put talent around him.
But, Ike, didn't you do that with that bum Carson Wentz?
They did.
No talent around him.
He didn't have the same amount of talent around him.
Yeah, come on.
And Carson Wentz wanted out. He sort of forced his way out.
Would Jack say the eye test? Well, Carson Wentz was a bum.
Well,
forget
not
about Carson
year.
Wentz. We're talking about Jalen Hurts.
Okay, well, they don't believe in him, and you know that.
Who doesn't believe in the Eagles?
The Eagles don't.
You still haven't shown me or said anything that says they don't believe in him.
Then they would have extended him instead of doing like they do Lane Johnson and everybody else.
That's a restructure. I understand that part of what you're saying. You're saying they didn't reward him like they did some of the other guys.
You didn't have to get Barkley. You could have.
Well, guess what? They don't have to reward him when he's getting $50 million a year. What type of reward does he need?
Oh, he didn't. Ho.
Saquon was getting $13 million a year. There's a difference between 13 and 50.
Huh?
It's a difference between 13 million and 50.
From last I thought I checked, it didn't kick in.
What? His extension? His signing bonus kicked in. They gave him that already.
Ain't that different, Ike?
It's still the money they already gave him.
But that's just the signing bonus. That's what made it easier for them if they didn't get Barkley to get rid of him.
They're not getting rid of Jalen Hurts. We did that for 2 years. I mean, literally, we tried to get rid of him for 2 years. I mean, we did shows.
We found this wonderful coach who only got one play to touch push. Why we ain't give him nothing yet?
Don't worry about our coach. You worry about that coach you had to settle for. Nick Sirianni is getting an extension. Don't you worry about him. He's not going anywhere.
You heard Jeffrey Lurie yesterday. Don't get cute because it ain't like you're one of those $17, $18 million a year coaches.
Yeah, but he's going to be.
Now, you're a betting man. I'll bet that.
I'll bet you he gets more than – it's going to start
Nick
at 15.
Sirianni.
He'll get 15 or more.
For one play?
No, for winning the Super Bowl.
Jim Plunkett won a Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
I'm losing brain cells.
Yeah, Marlon.
Hey, Ike, I like you. Hey,
Marlon sucked the life out of all of us.
Oh, Spike, now you just run along.
Hey, run along. Marlon, ringthebellbook.com, okay? Ringthebellbook.com. There he is, Marlon.
You might be asking, what is that?
Yeah. I noticed you two stepped away, and I'm like, why am I still sitting here talking
to
him? Well, you seem
no idea.
By it. I thought you were, you're playing.
Yeah,
with
I thought you were having fun with it, so I let it go.
Yeah. I thought you're doing all right.
Yeah.
I'm doing all right. I'm talking to a damn wall.
Yes.
It was, listen, I don't think anyone out there listening learned anything from that phone call.
No.
That's two Cowboy calls. They got nothing.
Nothing.
Did we ever see a day when this was going to happen? They got nothing.
Nothing. We get more out of the Commander callers
yes.
at this point.
I'd rather take a Giants. The Giants are so beat down. They don't.
Speaking of the Eagles, Vic Fangio and Rob Thompson talking pregame.
Oh, yeah. Vic's over in the game.
Vic on the Phils?
Yeah. Can you get him on to talk about the Phils? The Phil season has started. Let's get Fangio on to talk about the Phillies.
I don't think Fangio's talked to anybody all offseason.
Yeah. Is he the biggest question to Vic Fangio? Are you happy you won the Super Bowl?
Yes. Huge question.
What would make Vic Fangio happier? A Phillies World Series
or
him winning the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Well, I couldn't tell how happy he was after this one.
No.
That's my defensive coordinator.
Yeah. He's ready for the next one like AJ. Speaking of AJ.
Yes.
So the video did he post it on Instagram or TikTok?
Was
Instagram, Twitter, all that.
So AJ posted the video of him unboxing a autographed Tom Brady jersey.
Oh, man.
Now, the first thing I thought, you're going to say, this is just you, whatever.
I'm ready.
Well, first thing was, it's a Patriots jersey, which is the team that was rumored to.
Yes.
And then the other thing is, look, I know Tom Brady's Tom Brady.
Yeah.
But him unboxing like an autographed jersey from a different quarterback and being like, oh, look at this. I don't know. It was just like.
He's excited. I guess Brady's his favorite player.
Is he?
Yeah, I think so. I think Brady was his favorite player.
He's a big Patriots fan.
And he's a Patriot fan.
Oh, okay.
Growing up.
Seems like we dodged a bullet with the AJ to the Patriots stuff this offseason. Yeah. Well, they got who'd they get? They got somebody.
Diggs.
They got Stephon Diggs.
Yeah. Right. Yep. They got Diggs.
Yeah.
That won't help. I mean, they gave him like 60 something. It'll help, but like $60 million coming off the ACL. He's older.
Yeah.
No, I agree. They need like 8 more receivers on that team.
Yeah. Diggs is what, 31 or something? Stephon Diggs, I think, is 30
around
or 31.
There, yeah.
Huh.
He was doing good last year. I had him in fantasy before he got injured.
I can't remember where he was last year.
Houston.
Houston, that's right. That's right. That was such a weird team in a weird year last year. All right, coming up next, we know that Elliott is the reigning Eagles Insider of the Year.
Yeah.
But the competition for 2026 has already begun.
Oh, this is Insider. I thought I'm thinking the belt.
No, belt Friday.
Friday, yeah.
Yeah, we have the first power rankings of the 2026 Eagles Insider of the Year Award.
Wow.
Yeah, so that is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. Your question today: are you convinced the Eagles are going to be as good next year as they were this year? 52.2% say no. It's going the wrong direction there, right?
Yeah.
Going the wrong direction.
You think more people are preparing themselves for a little bit of a step back year? And I don't mean step back that they're going to be 9-8 or 10-7.
Just not as dominant.
Yeah, or, I mean, not making it to the Super Bowl. Is making it to the playoffs like...
I think everybody says that
now
until opening kickoff.
Yep, I agree.
Everyone's like, look, they won a Super Bowl this year. They got to recharge. They got to clear cap room. Right. I understand. They understand until games are actually being played. Thursday night football. It's halftime. We're down 13-6, and we're booing.
Everybody's going crazy.
Yeah. We're supposed to win Super Bowls around here. That's the energy that I have now that everybody tells me I'm crazy for having. Everyone will have that energy the first week of the year.
You're right.
Is my opinion. So, Eagles Insider of the Year, congratulations to Elliott Shore-Parks for winning it, the 2025 award. Now, I will remind you, he did not get the most first place votes. Tim McManus did, but he ended up number one in total score.
Are you reminding you?
I think he's reminding
Elliott. You're reminding
Elliott.
I think he's reminding Elliott.
I'm reminding you who are listening.
Sure.
Yeah, he didn't get the most first place votes of the, I think, 86 voters. But we did all year have the power rankings every single week. Wednesdays at 4:30, so we're bringing that back today. And these are the first power rankings that will tell you where the race is going up until next year's award that will happen right after free agency next year. Let's do it.
Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings.
Ow! I'll never understand the owl at the end.
No one does?
Yeah. Battle's working on a new one.
Nice.
I hit him with a note today.
He got me also the Tell the Truth Thursday.
Yeah.
Open.
I feel like we should play that today because it's going to be a shortened show tomorrow.
I guess because it'll be after the show?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I thought he did a real good job on the Tell the Truth Thursday. All right. Here we are. Number five on the very first Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings. The bird who pooped on Elliott yesterday is number five on the power.
The actual bird is on the rankings?
Yes, the bird is in there. Well, the bird was at the owner's meetings. He was right there above Elliott. He showed Elliott who's boss.
Yeah.
We're not saying he's number one.
He spoke for a lot of the Delaware Valley.
Yep.
When he did that.
And it should be noted, the bird pooped on him right when Elliott gave the take that players should be able to bet on their own games. Number four, D. Gunn. In the opening power rankings, D. Gunn reporting that the Eagles would like to work something out with Dallas Goedert. We don't know if that's true or not, but he did report it. And at this point, we really only have a couple weeks' worth of information. Number three, Tim McManus, whose profile on Brandon Graham's final season let us know that Jason Dumas' report that he was prepared to retire at the parade may have not been true.
That's a shame.
Saying that Brandon Graham did not decide to retire until 1 week before free agency in Howie Roseman's office. Number two, the newspaper reporter.
Yes.
Well, what's that? Did you have a comment on?
No.
Okay.
No.
Number two, the newspaper reporter who reported that people within the NovaCare complex were not happy with the CJGJ trade.
Yes.
Ah.
And we know that's where the newspaper reporter thrives, is negative information.
Drama.
Drama. So
interesting question yesterday at the Lori press conference from the newspaper reporter.
What did he ask?
He asked, essentially, what is Howie's contract status?
Oh.
And Lori was kind of like, he's good? But it was like, where... Why would he think to bring that up is more my question about the newspaper reporter.
Ah, yeah. Antennas went up there a little bit.
Because another Eagles Insider of the Year maybe has been talking about the Howie thing and how weird it is.
Yeah.
Who has been?
Well, here and there.
Oh.
Well, it's weird.
Like, it has been brought up. I have brought it up.
Well, no, yes. We talked about it a few times last year because Howie has said, I think twice, like, well, I'm not going to be here forever.
Yeah.
And when I'm gone and da 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 da, I wonder if Howie would do something non football if his next gig, like, I don't know if Howie leaves the Eagles, if Howie eventually, he will eventually leave the Eagles.
Of course.
I don't know if he would leave the Eagles to just go be the president of a different football team.
Well, what about the Jets, though? I mean, I could see Howie almost the whole. Almost like Theo Epstein, right?
Yeah.
Like Theo had the thrill of trying to take down the two most cursed franchises in baseball, in Boston and in the Cubs. He grew up a Jets fan. Maybe if this thing doesn't work out, that's his next challenge, is the Jets. Man, but can he fix the Jets?
Going from Jeffrey Lurie to Woody Johnson is...
Horrible decision.
Yeah.
Going from the Eagles to the Jets.
Yeah.
Horrible decision.
Like, I wonder if there's something even bigger than
just... You think he would just be in business?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's a league thing. Maybe it's maybe he's the president of some Premier League soccer team.
Right.
Or it just seems like when you're at the top of the rung in this sport, going to another team will always seem like why did he do that? Right? Or maybe he steps away for a year and reappears somewhere else. I just can't imagine that we hear Howie Roseman's leaving and the next day, Howie Roseman is president of the Jets or he's president of the Raiders. None of that makes sense. It's not higher profile.
Unless somebody was going to give him owner's stake.
Right.
And a team.
Yes.
After winning the Super Bowl, I don't see it. I don't see it. I think Howie has a lifetime contract.
If he wants to be
here. If he wants to be here.
Right. Yeah. I don't think the Eagles would walk away from him.
Right.
But if you're him, I guess you... I remember talking to a radio program director who was very successful at one radio station.
Yeah.
And it was a radio station that we owned. And he just up and left and went to a much smaller radio station somewhere else. And I called him and I was like, why did you do that? And he's like, well, what was I going to do? He was like, the ratings are eventually just going to go down. He said, I didn't know what else I could do with that radio station to make myself fulfilled. I had already reached the peak of whatever it was. And maybe Howie at some point is just like, I want to do something different for someone else somewhere else, you know?
Yeah.
You know, so.
I mean, one thing about football, and it's good for GMs. It's good for the sport in general. In other words, baseball and basketball, you can get bogged down with bad contracts. You make a bad few mistakes. Now you're stuck for 2 or 3 years trying to get out of it. And then you got to rebuild.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to go there. But believe me. In football, because the contracts aren't guaranteed, there's a lot more movability there.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if Howie enjoys building a team, he's always going to have the chance
to
do that.
He's always building a team. Yeah.
He's always building a team. So, I don't know, man. To me, he's hit his stride. Like, the last thing he needed to complete was becoming a better drafter. We already know he's mastered the salary cap, signing guys. He's done those things. He's a big shaker and mover. He doesn't mind making big trades for guys that are already established, the A.J. Browns, guys like that. The last thing he needed to do was solidify himself as a talent evaluator, whether it's his supporting staff or not. That he needed to start hitting on his draft picks. And that's what he started doing over the last 3 or 4 years. I think he got this thing rolling, man. You built 3 Super Bowl teams, 2 Super Bowl champions. You're in Philadelphia. You're not going to get a market bigger than this. You're not going to get a fan base better than this to like build a team for and to be held, and he got hit with a damn beer can.
Here.
Yes.
Yeah.
And said, I bleed for this city.
I wonder if he's been...
I bleed for this city!
Oh, my goodness. He's been...
Yes.
He's been part of the Eagles organization for, what, 25
years? 25 years.
Okay.
Since 2000, I believe.
And he's about our age, right?
Mm-hmm.
Howie's about... Because his real... If he's going to do something different, it's going to be in the next 4 years.
Yeah.
Right? Because
this is the time, yeah.
That's the only thing I think, is that if he thinks to himself, he looks around and he goes, I've had a great career as a general manager, great, but it's all been here doing this one thing. Forget about proving to anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I want to prove to me that I can do this somewhere else.
I think he's put together a Hall of Fame resume.
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Now, GMs is hard to tell sometimes, but 2 winners...
He's pretty good.
Yeah. And 3 Super Bowl appearances. Yeah, that's pretty damn good.
Yeah. I wonder what he thinks about it.
Right.
And I wonder why he would say, oh, I'm not going to be here at some point. Now, obviously, at some point, he's not going to be here eventually. Mm-hmm. But it is the McLean, him asking Jeff Lurie about Howie's contract.
Well, does Howie need it? Howie probably needs an extension.
I'm sure. Oh, you think Howie's planning?
Maybe. Yeah, you never know.
Oh, by the way, number one on Eagles Inside of the Year power rankings is Elliott.
Oh yeah,
well, he didn't do anything to lose it.
He's there.
The Sean McDermott thing was excellent.
Yep.
He got name checked by Jeffrey Lurie.
Yep.
At the press conference, he's
wearing this thing like a badge of honor.
Oh, he is.
He is not resting on his laurels. He is not.
And he's raising the profile of Eagles Insider of the Year. I think we've done enough for him already. He could do something for the show. You should do something for your house and your family by replacing your old drafty windows and doors. Oh my goodness. It's been too long. You talk about it every time winter comes around when that cold air is coming in, or it's hot during the summer, your energy bills are going through the roof. You got to go Gaida. Go Gaida right now. What you can do, your project, you have a bunch of windows. Maybe it's your front door. You got your entry door you got to replace. They could go no money down, interest-free financing for 36 months, depending on the size of your project, up to 72 months, 6 years of low payments with no interest that is going to lower your energy bills, raise the price of your home, make your entire family and you feel more comfortable and secure knowing that you have done the right thing and it's not just the financing. First, they're going to make sure you're hooked up with all those energy-efficient windows, expertly installed, and give you 20% off all of them. 20% off every door, every window. Restrictions apply. There's a minimum purchase. Financing is subject to credit approval. What you got to do is call 877-GO-GUIDA. They will give you all the information. They'll set up a free in-home estimate or to go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. 215-592-9494. How about, Herb from the Northeast, you're on WIP. Hi, Herb.
What's happening, Spike?
Hey, Herb.
Let me ask you something.
Okay.
Passover is coming up.
Yes.
I just bought a box of egg matzah. Did you talk to your boys there and buy them some matzah and show them what you do with the butter and all that?
Ooh boy!
The Jewish delegation. You mean?
You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm not. I'm not really a
Spike knows what we're talking about.
Yeah, I'm not really a. I'm not a
matzah crackers.
Matzah. Yeah, I'm not a
matzah crackers.
Yeah, I'm not really a practicing Jew in that way. So I don't like.
You're more of a red light player.
What does that mean?
Well, they're not practicing. So when the game,
right?
Comes.
Yes. When the lights come on. Yeah. So I'm not a big matzah guy.
Yeah, I just bought some anyway.
There you go.
Congrats.
Howie Roseman, I told you a few years ago.
Another one in the delegation.
He's been with Jeffrey Lurie. He ain't going nowhere, bro. He's been with Jeffrey Lurie. Jeffrey Lurie keeps everything quiet. Jeffrey Lurie's taking care of him. Don't worry. He's got a place to be here for a long, long time. So he wants to retire. So, he's done a good job. Let's just keep getting more Super Bowls here. That's all. I want to see the new stadium. A lot of people want to see the stadium with the roof so they can put in a request for a Super Bowl here.
Yep.
And take the people down to Atlantic City by bus. And,
there we go. This is all about her.
Just angle in,
You're not going to be able to fill them all downtown or down at the airport or whatever.
Right.
You're going to have to use some of them. Have to go down.
Do you happen to know anybody who could get them there by bus?
Yeah, I know all the bus companies.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's the easiest.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They got to build a stadium.
Okay.
Yeah, let us get the stadium first.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's just,
probably gonna need another hotel or two down that area somewhere.
Yep.
You think?
That's easy.
Okay. Oh, okay. Right.
What else is going on?
I don't know. It's just on the radio.
What's going on with you, buddy?
Yeah.
I'm off today, but I got to work the next 3 days.
What's a day off like for you, Herb? Like, what are you doing?
Good question,
on your day off?
Yeah.
It was whacking that thing.
Yesterday was my day off, and I went up to Villanova.
You see Coach Willard?
I watched three or four innings, and then I left, and then I had to go Checked out a couple things at the mall.
Okay. What mall?
Came home.
Yeah, what mall?
What are you doing at the mall? He shops a lot.
You a Franklin Mills guy?
I had to pick something up at Under Armour, so I went into the store and
Dick's,
ordered it.
Yeah, Dick's Sporting Good. Oh, okay.
Which mall, though?
What's that?
Which mall?
The KOP.
King oh, KOP. Front. Okay.
Oh, I man, you all the way out there?
Yeah, well.
Oh, I got a photo of you at the KOP mall yesterday, Herb.
Somebody took a picture.
Yeah. Herb's popular, man.
You are popular, Herb.
Yeah.
You coming down to see us Friday? You coming down to see us at Chickie's Friday?
I got to work all day, but I'll try to bring that electric vehicle over there. Yeah.
What electric vehicle?
Whoa, you got an EV boy?
I got to see if I can, or I'll drive my car and then come back.
Oh, all right. Like, somebody else's electric.
4 o'clock, I got to bring you that black shirt.
Oh, yeah, the triple X for
Ike. Yeah. I want you to give it. If it don't fit you, give it to Trotter Jr., all right? That's all.
Yeah, come on, Ike. Take care of that for her.
Yeah, give it to Trotter Jr. if it doesn't fit you.
I feel like that's what you want me to do.
For Christ's sake.
The combine shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Remember, he got you a triple X. That. It doesn't fit her, but it'll fit you.
Yeah.
He'll definitely wear that.
Yeah. Of course. So. Herb, are you going to do this thing where you host it? Herb.
I hear
okay.
My prediction on the Eagles.
Oh, thank God.
Awesome. It's only April.
I'm going to give you right now, my prediction is going to be 13-4 with a possible 14-3.
Wow.
Depends on a few things, and I can't leak that right now, but.
Can't leak
13-4. I'm locked into that.
Leak?
Like, what? Do you know the future?
Yeah, I see the future.
Oh,
wow.
Are you going to do that thing where you host an hour of the show?
Yeah, whenever you want to do it.
Okay.
But let's do it after Wells Fargo's done. You know what I mean?
Wasn't that all year round?
I got a lot of time, and, after the 17th of April,
okay.
I got a lot of time. May, June.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Just
because
don't do it.
Jack was saying yeah. he can't. He doesn't think that you can, like, you can carry the entire hour. Is what Jack was saying.
No, I can do it the way you guys do it.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
That's what I told him. And Rod, our boss, we wanted you to do it, and he said. He can't be like the main guy. And we said, no, Herb has to be the main guy.
Be patient with the people. Let them talk. Let them do what they want to say.
Absolutely.
What's our phone number, Herb? Because you got to get the phone number a couple times a segment to make sure people call. What is our phone number?
Your phone number?
Yeah.
215-592-9494.
Bang! Write it down.
And let me ask you this.
Never a doubt.
Let me ask you this. What's Jack's phone number?
Don't look through your phone.
No, you can look.
Phone number I had that 484, but I don't know all the numbers.
All right, that's good. That's good. That's good.
I got it.
I know you have it. That's not the issue.
No. What is it?
Yeah, I got it. Here, I give it to you. Let me open up.
He doesn't give me his number.
I got it right here.
What is it?
This is great.
Man, 484. Let me just get to it.
Yeah.
God.
Now I got to scroll down to these,
Yeah.
Got a lot of numbers, don't you?
I got a lot of people in this phone. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Different area codes.
Yeah, let me tell you.
Yep.
It's the one that has the rally speech.
Yep.
All right, here it is. Here. Yep. 484.
Yep.
Oh, it's good. No, that's fine. You did a great job, Herb. That's enough. That is enough. Have you gone to ringthebellbook.com yet?
No.
Don't worry about it.
That's it, right?
Jeff? No, it is.
That's it. Yeah. We didn't get the last four digits, though. Yeah.
It's 484-888.
All right. Yeah. No, I got you, Herb. We all got you.
It's unbelievable, man.
It's ridiculous.
Seriously. I got the rally speech on here, you know what I'm saying?
Yep. We should replay that at some point, Jack, the rally speech. Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm calling the Eagles up maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
And I want the Eagles on the first game of the year.
Yep.
I want them to have, what's her name, that I was with, Lauren Hart.
Yep.
Oh. She knows I told her to sing the national anthem.
She's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want them to contact her.
Okay.
And, you know, for the first game.
Well, you should go. You should probably go right to Jeffrey Lurie. Is it okay if we give him your number?
Yeah, give him my number. Yeah, he'll call me, right?
Yeah.
He'll call me.
Yep. I'll send you Spike's number, too.
Do not.
Yeah, I know. I had Andy.
610-883.
All right. We're going to play Andy, that game.
Oh, my God. What are y'all doing?
Hey, Ike, remember Andy Reid's number, 215?
Hey, let's not right. give our coach Reid's number.
All right. We're going to let her go.
What a call.
That was getting dangerous.
Yes, I do have a coach Reid's number, yes. We don't need to give it out on the air.
Oh, my God. It's just like, yeah, let me find Jack's number.
Yeah, let me find it.
By the way, why did it take so long? I feel like he has all the numbers in a row or something. Like, for some reason,
well,
it's not
screams,
alphabetical.
He screams, doesn't save the number.
Oh, you know, right.
I could see that, too.
What'd you mean?
Like, I don't think he saves the name. Like, I can see him just scrolling and seeing the numbers and then
and recognizing the number.
Maybe. I got to look at his phone next time.
That would seem harder, doesn't it?
Yes.
Like, I don't know phone numbers. I wouldn't know your number. I have to look at it.
Yeah.
I don't know
Spike's number. I have to look at the number. I know one number. I know my wife's number.
Yes, I know my wife.
Because she's had the same number since she, I don't know, for 20 years,
yep.
I believe.
Yep. Same with Val.
Yeah, the same number.
Oh, man.
I don't even know my kids' numbers.
Yeah, growing up, you would know all the phone numbers.
Because you had to memorize all of them.
But we grew up, you only needed to know seven numbers.
That's true. Damn sure didn't need to know as many numbers as I know now.
No. And now everybody, you know, people to talk to, everybody's got area codes from different places because everybody keeps their number.
I still got my Atlanta number.
You do?
So my number hasn't changed since I've got
signed down. And your number is six? No. I know the first three digits of your number.
678. You mean the actual three digits of the number? Yes.
Yep. We should play phone number roulette one day.
Unless we include everybody's phone numbers. Yes, we got to include everybody's.
I think I told the story. I gave my dad's phone number out on the air accidentally
once. Yeah.
Well, you give your brother's number out every
year. Well, yes. I thought I was giving my brother's number out, and for some reason, my mind went blank. It was the last day of WYSP, and I was going to give Jason's number out. And I said the number, and he texted me, like, I don't know, like 3 minutes later. And he said, I haven't gotten any calls. I haven't gotten any texts.
Yeah.
And I remember, I flash back, and the phone rang, and it was the inside line. It was my dad. And I was like, oh. And I answered the phone, and he just goes out, you gave out my number. Whoops.
Moron.
Yep. Whoops. Jack, what do we have coming up in the top
That's
five?
One of those
five?
Good mistakes.
Yes.
We just did the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings.
Yep.
I have the Paws power rankings.
Oh, that's a good one.
The Paws power rankings?
The Paws power rankings.
Who
gets paused the most?
No, yeah, like who has the belt, I guess,
of pausing.
Of having to be paused.
Oh, is this because of what I told you about this morning?
No, it's actually based off someone on the morning show.
Oh, really?
Who was starting to rack them up.
Oh, okay. All right.
You notice he said rack them?
Rack them. All right, the Paws Power Rankings are up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.